It would be wrong to call it David and Goliath because David actually won. Lisa Madigan is going to win easily. The Republican candidate has no money, no name recognition. The Republican Party is spending no money at all trying to help out the statewide ticket in general. You know, people will not vote for someone they don't know over someone they know who's basically has, you know, her positives are good. So this is not much of a contest.
The Secretary of State's office. Always someone lucky who gets to run against Jesse White.
Jesse White is about as you know, close you can get to kind of, you know, the gold seal of approval candidate. He has great name recognition. He has benefited from a lack of scandal and a lack of, you know, issues that would reflect on his office.
And what background does Michael Webster have?
This is nobody was lining up to take this on. And the problem is that it doesn't matter what your resume is if nobody knows who you are. So lots of people will, you know, have no idea that Jesse White actually has an opponent.
All right. And then on to one that's a little more exciting, which is the controller office, which two women with a lot of history and background in politics in Illinois. So Judy Bartopinka, Sheila Simon.
She has not been able to raise a lot of money. She certainly has some name recognition. She's been lieutenant governor. She doesn't have the money to really go out there and contest Topinka. And Topinka has bipartisan appeal. She is moderate on social issues, choice, and gay marriage. She does benefit from some buyer's remorse in terms of, you know, she was the one that ran against, Rod Blagojevich and got beat badly when he won re-election. This will not be much of a contest, and I don't know whether this means that we've kind of seen the last of Sheila Simon as a candidate or not.
Finally, we come to treasurer, a couple names we know out of the state legislature, especially the Republican, Tom Cross.
Yeah, interesting contest. Tom Cross is the former Republican leader, has talked about running for statewide office. So he has name recognition. He has a suburban base. Mike Furyk is a downstater from the Champaign, Urbana, Danville area. Furyk actually has more money and has spent more money. Furyk might spend $1.9 million and Cross $1.2 million, which sounds like a lot of money, but it's not a lot of money in terms of a statewide race. Like, this is such an expensive state to run in that to get some real visibility as a candidate for state treasurer is very difficult, particularly when you're competing for attention with a race, a U.S. Senate race and the most expensive gubernatorial election in Illinois history.